Yeah, there's
in terms of learning.
In terms of learning, we've got a big focus on trying to using the learning cycle, where we're trying to encourage teachers to actually develop lessons using the learning cycle, so that and we have a learn to learn program within the school, which we started a couple of years ago, to encourage the kids to actually develop learning attributes of resilience, resourcefulness, responsibility, reasoning and reflection, and get them to actually talk about these things, you know, that I'm a resilient learner because really try to get people away from the idea of just about learning content. It's mm-hmm. learning the skills for learning. Yes. and making them transferable. And a lot of the kids have who haven't actually followed the learning to learn course in our senior schools, our senior school haven't done the learning to learn course, but they seem to have picked up the language of it and seem to be understanding that there's more to learning than just content.
Mm-hmm. And as a result, they're using a variety of internet resources to go about that.
Yeah, and they're using different resources and different devices. And this is why I'm saying, when I don't know what comes first. I don't know if it's the device or the culture the focus on learning and the trying to do something with courses that are inspiring, that kids want to learn and understand that it's the skills that they're learning that are as important, more important than the content that they're learning. Mm-hmm. I can't quite put my finger on what came first.
Well, what seems to have happened is, again, that we've seen today, there was very little focus on the device itself. The more and more we talked with the pupils and the teacher, it was more that what the device had helped facilitate was this, as I said, this really rich, organic learning community that where the young people had really taken charge of using all the web tools that were available to them to help make sense of not just make sense of it, but to extend and celebrate the learning.
Yeah, because essentially the device they're using for that is the Chromebooks in some areas of the school. Mm-hmm. In other areas of the school, they'll not have Chromebooks, they'll just have the standard network PCs. Mm-hmm. And at home, I doubt whether any of them have got a Chromebook at home. Mm-hmm. You know, they'll have whatever, they'll probably have an Android device or an iPhone or an iPad or something. And that's part of it as well. I don't necessarily want a device. I actually want to use whatever device. The best thing for me would be if we could use their own device, because then I can spend the money on a whole lot of other stuff.
Mm-hmm. And how are you moving towards that?
Well, we're being told by East Lothian Council that we're going to be getting an open wireless network that mm-hmm. pupils will be able to log into. I'm still to be given details to the capabilities of that and what it can and can't do. Uh-huh. But I would love it if kids could bring in any device, connect with that device to the network, see their area on the server, see the internet. I would like to have more control over the level of filtering of the internet. I would like us to be able to do that at a school level, because we've had unfiltered access and it's not been a problem. Maybe if it was more widely available, it would become a problem. So maybe we'd like some sort of filtering. But I'd like us to have the control over that, so we don't get stuff filtered out that we want to use constructively. So that would be the next step. I hope that by the end of this year we have some kind of wireless network mm-hmm. where kids are then encouraged to bring in their mm-hmm. own devices. The next step for the school then is going to be how we encourage teachers to overcome the fear factor of kids having their own devices in the classroom and to let teachers see that just because they've got their phone out doesn't mean they're doing something bad. Mm-hmm. You know, they could be actually mm-hmm. using their phone. And that's where I'd be looking for any ideas from people that have done this before as to what's the best way of empowering teachers to take some sort of control over that and the sense that it's not something you'd be frightened of.
I personally think you have a lot of evidence in your school at the moment that will be breaking the things we've seen into wee case studies. And for your staff to sit and look at what's actually going on in their own school, children are proactively using internet resources for learning, and it is improving and, you know, building their
achievements. And that's maybe what it is. Maybe it's going to have
you
to
actually
come from
do,
inside.
Yeah. Yeah.
But there's also an element where we're going to have to accept that we will get it wrong. And just because mm-hmm. somebody gets it wrong, just because our pupil or our member of staff gets it wrong, that we don't just can the whole idea. Mm-hmm. You know, we find a way of, you know, working out what it is they did wrong.
Perceived risks and actual risks,
exactly.
And then working out what you would do if that did occur. So you have a safety plan in place.
And find a way forward when something does go wrong. You know, mm-hmm. to see right. We don't just want to see all right. That's it. That's the end of it. And it's also about getting people to see something that always really annoys me is the kind of blanket rules, you know, the blanket rules about things relating to technology. For example, I hate in the local swimming pools there's signs up saying no mobile phones in the changing rooms. And you know, no mobile phones. You think, well, it's not the mobile phone that's the issue, it's a camera. Yeah. Why don't you say no camera, not no mobile phone? You know, it's people tend to write off the mobile phone as being a bad thing. You can't even take it, you know, when in fact it's not necessarily the mobile phone, it's some of the things it can do in certain contexts. But instead of actually saying no, it's that part of the device in that context that's not acceptable. Mm-hmm. We just kind of write the whole thing off. Mm-hmm. And it's about deciding what's acceptable in school and what's not acceptable, and being flexible enough to realise that just because we think something's unacceptable now doesn't necessarily mean it's going to be unacceptable in the future as things move forward. You know.
Well, your learners have shared positive behaviours and around using these types of devices.
Yeah,
they are demonstrating that in your school.
That's right. Yeah. They definitely are, and it's a cultural thing where they know the difference between right and wrong in other aspects of their daily existence. Why should it be any different with mobile technology? They know the difference between right and wrong. We should be encouraging them to do the thing that's right and discouraging them from doing the thing that's wrong, and educating them when they get it wrong.
I think there's a great sense of empowerment here.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
For your young people, definitely.